Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about throwing bids. Throwing bids. Yesterday we talked about catching bids. And a bid is anytime someone attempts to connect with you. It's very important for all of our relationships. Someone initiates a conversation with you. Someone asks you to do something. Someone wants to just connect with you in some way. Could be with your spouse, they try to give you a hug or a kiss, they initiate intimacy, whatever it may be. They're throwing bids your way. We talked about being a good catcher of these bids, where we connect with the important people in our life when they throw these bids our way. We talked about how God is throwing bids our way every day. Every day, I believe God's got these amazing opportunities hidden in our day, but a lot of them are hidden in the form of bids that he's throwing our way. And other people are throwing our way as well. And when we initiate, we connect with them, opens up these amazing opportunities that are hidden in our day. Now, today we're going to talk about throwing bids. Throwing bids in the direction of the people that are important to us, the people that we care about. How do we throw a bid? We attempt to connect with them in a way that's meaningful for them. We're all a little bit different. Certain things mean more to certain people than others. We all have a different love language, is some of the ways that we would put it in today's terms. What are the people around you? What's their love language? What makes them feel cherished? What makes them feel valuable? What makes them feel honored and understood? And we could, be on purpose, throw bids their way in an attempt to connect with them in a way that's meaningful to them. So, for example, I got one daughter that likes to bake. I've got another daughter that likes to dance and to sew and do fashion type of things. And so connecting with the one, hey, you want to bake today? Hey, you want to work on some new recipes? Doing those types of things with her. Whereas the other one, hey, show me your latest dance move. And just sitting there and watching her go through her dance routines and these types of things. Throwing bids their way on purpose to connect with them in a way that's meaningful for them. Now, we can also do the same with God. I actually think what we're doing here right now, honoring God by taking the time to have daily communion with him, it's something that's meaningful for him. It's something that's important for him. We're throwing a bid in his direction as we do this. Now, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, into our mind, in our imagination, in our soul, to remember him. To make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment today. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proclaiming his death, proving his death as we take communion that activates all of the benefits of the new covenant. It's like an activation where we can receive these promises from God today. And it combines our entire spirit, soul and physical body as we're taking something practical that we do with the cracker and the juice. It unites our entire being, I believe. But it's also important we take it the right way. Taking it with the fear of the Lord, with honor and reverence and deep respect for God. But also just joy and delight that we get this opportunity to connect with him. We're throwing a bid his way as we take communion. To do something that's truly honoring to him, something that he cherishes. So the process we typically use is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says we should be examining ourselves before we take communion. And the way we examine ourselves, it's all about how are we doing today? Because ultimately, when it all comes down to it, are we practically applying the things that we know to do today? Are we walking in them today? And then lately we've been talking about, after we take communion, some practical workout advice, physical exercise. Because I truly believe physical exercise is a physical expression, if I can get my words out, of exercising our faith. It's this opportunity to practice exercising our faith, to receive that grace from him, to practice allowing him to do the work through us. And then once we understand how to do it, once we understand how to get that flowing in our lives, those principles, we can carry them over into every other area of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our communion meditation for today. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good today and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. We're going to throw some bids in other people's direction today to connect with them. Help us be sensitive to opportunities to do that today. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. That's what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Because ultimately, it all comes down to how are we doing today? How are we going to make today a masterpiece? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to execute these four fundamentals and bring some energy and some presence, put the fun into the fundamentals of getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light today, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing those things that we know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's take our position in the light today. Every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. Every day. You got to keep redoing this every day. Remember, this is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in darkness. There's no in-between. You got to keep repositioning yourself back into humility. Repositioning yourself back into forgiveness. Repositioning yourself back into love, externally focused. How can I do good today? How can I be a blessing? Repositioning today back into gratitude and praise, one of the greatest expressions of faith. What are the things that are pleasing to God? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Walking in love, that's pleasing to God. Humility, that's pleasing to God. These are all bids we can throw his way. As we take our position in this today, it's like we're throwing a bid his way. And when you take your position in the light, now you access that grace. You've got access to everything that God has. He's put it all in Christ, and it's available right now today to flow through you. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and his time. You become part of his family when you step into this light. His time and finances and so much more. But then we got to start to magnify that light. First, we're going to take our position in it. Then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity of it, where it goes bigger and brighter, and God can flow more of all that good stuff through us. Builds a bigger pipeline to get it all out through us, out into the world. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where is our attention all throughout the day? What are we meditating on in our heart throughout the day? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, to study it diligently, to pick a scripture or two, and just having it rolling over and over and over in your mind, talking about it, muttering it under your breath throughout the day. You could do that same thing, just thinking about his unfailing love or his faithfulness or his mighty works, or you can combine them all together. You could magnify our righteousness in Christ. We're right with God because of what Jesus did. We got his blessing and favor. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got treasure in jars of clay. Just stay focused on all the ways God's showing up, all the good things he's doing in your life, all that he's already done in your life. Those are some ways that we can magnify the light. And you can put them all together too as well. Just meditate on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. To magnify him, because sometimes we choose to magnify the problems and we build them up as bigger than they really are. Those problems go from a molehill to a mountain in our mind as we begin to magnify them. But he does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us the free will. We could stay out of position. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, unforgiveness, bitterness, contempt for people, complaining, venting, focused on ourselves, ways people have wronged us, things they said, things they did to us, just dwelling on the issues and the problems all day, staying stuck in the past, worrying about the future. Or for a lot of people, I think they don't know all that's available for them in Christ. And so they feel all the weight of life, all the issues and problems, like all that weight and pressures on them. So they feel like they have to figure it all out. They have to do all the effort. They have to put in all the work to figure it all out. When in reality, what we have to learn how to do is to rest and to let God go to work. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, you're magnifying darkness. There might be the tendency to snap at people, to retaliate at them, to get back at them, to withhold good things that you know you should be doing. You might avoid them, give them the silent treatment, withdraw your presence away from them. Then there's that heaviness and weight and pressure that's sitting on you. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. It seems like there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. They get lower and lower the more you get positioned in darkness. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety. The dread of the future, the confusion about which way to go, which steps to take. Get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns. Seem to just keep repeating themselves over and over. When you take your position in the light, there is rest in your soul. And when you rest, now God can go to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Energizing, because I've got God's peace and his joy and his power and his love and his presence all flowing through me. You got his mind flowing. You get these aha moments, flashes of insight that's come into your mind. And he just begins to effortlessly set you free, breaking you free of bad patterns, bad habits, things you've been stuck in for a long time. And if all that weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. Just takes a moment to turn it right back around if we ever get off track. To go from darkness to light just takes a second. But we got to learn to recognize those symptoms, because one of our biggest challenges is sustaining this positioning, sustaining our focus all throughout the day. Life throws stuff at us that tries to get us, pull us off track. So if you recognize that you're off track, we want to grow more and more skilled at turning it back around quickly. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself in the middle. And if you need to reconcile with anybody else, say you're sorry, who knows what it is, you take those steps. And then you start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness, and that what he put in you is more than enough. You start doing that, you feel that peace and that joy that begin to flow. That weight will just lift off of you instantly. You'll feel the shift on the inside. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us, but we got to stay tuned in for his leading. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? You could pick just one scripture and write it over and over a few times if you wanted to for encouragement. You begin to magnify that. And then I like to say this, God, what are you trying to show me over the last day? What were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And you just get still and you listen and you reflect back over the day. And whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down. Begin to record your journey with God day by day. You're going to stay tuned in throughout the day, connected to Him. You ever feel like you start to lose that connection as you're going throughout your day? Just take a second to pause. Just take a minute or two. Get back connected to Him. And then if you're ever unsure on something, think about it kind of like a GPS. You don't know which way to go. You don't know which step to take. Just wait for Him to show you the path. Ask Him and then wait. He'll show you every single time. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we don't know what to do yet. And we start taking steps that we don't know. What do you know to do today? Which is the last question I like to ask in my journal. I like to plan the upcoming day with God. So before bed, I like to plan that upcoming day. What do I know to do today? God, what's on your plan? You got a plan for today. What's on the plan for today? Then you start to go through this. What do you know to do? What's on your to-do list? What things do you know need to get done? Anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? You write out your list and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to get myself into position right away, first thing. Get connected to Him. And then we're going to walk out that plan. We're going to execute that plan together with God today in partnership with Him, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in Him. As you do this, it does something like magnetize you. You get that grace flowing through you, and His grace begins to beautify you. He is the source of beauty, and beauty is attractive and magnetic. It just begins to pull more and more of everything that He has for you into your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You keep your focus on Him. You stay connected to Him, seeking after Him, magnifying Him. He's going to pull more and more of all He has for you into your life. So let's talk about throwing bids. Bids are connection. Connecting with the important people in your life. So some questions to ask. What do they like to do? What things make them feel cherished and honored and valued and understood? Could just be listening to them. Could be acts of service. Could be doing hobbies that they like to do. Could be surprising them with little things in their day. A great way to do this is before bed, as you begin to plan your upcoming day. Just begin to imagine the day of the people that are around you. Step into their world for a second and begin to visualize their day. And as you see, wait a minute, there's an opportunity there for me to do something that would make their day a whole lot better. Little surprise, something that would take a hassle out of their day, whatever it may be. Those little things like that make all the difference. God's doing this for us. He's throwing bids our way to connect with us. Now we can throw bids back to Him. What pleases Him? Faith and love and humility and forgiveness. All these things are throwing bids back His way. Taking communion with Him regularly. Studying His word diligently. Those are all things that are pleasing to Him, staying connected to Him. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, just asking for God's help to get really good at this. Because I believe this is a skill set, something we can grow in both in our consistency, but also coming up with more and more ways to be even more of a blessing for the people around us. So Father, we just thank You for this opportunity. I thank You for all the bids that You're throwing our way, Lord, all the attempts to connect with us. We're asking for Your help today to help us get really good at this, to execute it consistently, but also grow in our level of this. Will we do it in such a way that it would make the people around us feel so honored and cherished and valued? Just enhances our connection with them that much more. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Can approach him with freedom and confidence all through his one sacrifice." So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So my cracker piece got all crumbled up there. Going everywhere. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe you experience God helping you do this. Getting really good at both catching and throwing biz, just enhancing connection both with him and people in our lives. Just going to help you to know him that much more. As you connect with him that much more, you're going to know him that much more. That's what it's all about. So Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right. So we got some work to do today. Going to make today a masterpiece. How can you throw some bids in the direction of the important people in your life today to connect with them? Now, if they don't receive your bid, they don't catch your bid, don't let it get to you. Remember, you've probably missed a lot of bids for other people before as well that you didn't catch. Give them that grace. Keep throwing bids their way until you'll eventually figure out this is the way that they really like to connect. Now, some workout stuff here. So one of the things, and I got to get it on the day of the communion workout, but I've been doing something new when it comes to stretching. We have a typical evening stretching routine. We've had the video out for a couple years on how to do that stretching routine. Now, stretching before bed, if you're having joint pain of any sort, stretching before bed, I think, is one of the best things you can do. It'd be one of the first steps I would tell you to take. But I've been doing something new with the stretching. It's about a 3 to 5 minute routine. It really doesn't take long. You could do it either after you finish the workout, or you could do it before bed. My favorite time to do it is before bed. There's something about doing your stretching before bed that helps you sleep better, but you also wake up just feeling so much better when you stretch before bed. And so the very simple routine that I've been doing is practicing the splits. So one leg out in front, one leg behind, just facing forward, one leg out in front, one leg behind. Just a couple breaths, just focusing on connecting with God for a couple breaths. Then I switch legs, do the same thing with the other leg in front, the other leg behind. And then I just take my legs out to the sides. I work on a split out to the sides. Again, just a few breaths, probably like 10 to 15 seconds, probably not long. So I'll do those stretches on the lower body, and then I'll do an equivalent of the split on the upper body. Take one arm up this way, the other arm behind your back. Try to touch your hands together behind your back. A few deep breaths of that. Then switch directions. Do the same thing. And then I'll just take the arms. I'll lock the fingers, and I'll take the arms up overhead and just stretch, and you'll feel it stretch kind of up through the spine. You can lean to the sides a little bit if you want to, just to kind of wiggle around and find some tight spots. And that's it. Splits going front to back, splits going side to side. One arm up top, one arm behind the back, trying to touch the hands together. Do both sides and then interlace the fingers, just taking the arms up overhead and getting a stretch in that direction. That's it. Simple. 3 minutes, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, probably at the most. But I've seen a lot of benefits from just this very simple stretching routine. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.